is his dream to come and play her river. Trezeguet, who is best remembered for his golden goal for France in the Euro 2000 final, was born in Rouen, but grew up in Argentina and started his career in the youth system at Platense. He once played a reserve match against River Plate, the team he supported. Trezeguet said the goals he scored to ensure River were promoted on the last day of their season in the second tier were the most important of his career. Argentine football has long lost the battle to keep its talented youngsters for more than a handful of games. "The young players go where the money is. It is normal," says Cantona, who knows the football he will see will not meet the standards of the European game. The league is now characterised by young, skillful players who swiftly move on to Spain, Italy, or Russia, alongside journeyman players and ageing stars playing out their final years. Trezeguet belongs to the last category, ending a professional career by indulging his inner supporter. While Cantona is undoubtedly the most famous tourist at the game, his week in Buenos Aires has been a working holiday. He's been meeting players, coaches, presidents, and fans from both clubs for a documentary he's making for French TV. "We have already been in Manchester, in Turkey, in Milan, but this one really is, as they say here, a question of vida o muerta, life or death." Hours before Cantona arrives at the Monumental, the streets of the residential area in the north of Buenos Aires begin to fill with home supporters. Cafes play the European games. That weekend, Manchester United beat Chelsea 3-2 in London, Real Madrid thrash Mallorca 5-0, Juventus win away to Catania by a single goal, but few pay attention to what is going on thousands of miles away. Stands selling the matchday snack, the choripan, a spicy sausage in a bun, belch out smoke on the sides of streets while fans file towards the stadium. A couple in their 40s, him in a River shirt, her in a Boca shirt, try to wander into the River sector before being informed by the police that it is probably best they do not. Supporters staring them down, some looking to square up, are less polite. The backdrop is local politics, football club politics. In Argentina, the socios vote every 4 years for their club president, and in theory at least, they own the club. Since River were relegated, the political battle has been intense, and future candidates drape banners above the street, while one is greeting potential voters in person. The vote is still over a year away. "We have to rediscover the River Plate DNA," he tells me. Noticing a microphone, Juan, in his mid-20s, approaches journalists. "Che, have you got a spare ticket?" He is happy to talk, despite his chances of finding a way into the ground diminishing by the minute. Like so many fans, he's angry at the system which also allows large groups of tourists in, ignores the high level of ticket touting outside the ground, and prevents the supporters from getting their hands on a ticket. They are expensive. Even if you are a socio, you have to reserve online and not everyone can get one. Club members, by right, not only vote in their club president, but are also entitled to see every home game as part of the monthly fee of around £15. Yet, River have more than 80,000 members and a capacity of under 65,000. Boca, with a similar number of members and a smaller capacity at the Bombonera, face the same situation. The simple arithmetic was rarely a problem until River entered the hardest period in its history, just before and after relegation, when supporters rallied behind the team and packed the stadium at every match. The online system makes for a lot of angry supporters. "At least take my photo then," says Juan, accepting he will not be hitching a ride past security on a media pass. He turns around and lifts up his River Plate shirt to reveal a tattoo of the Monumental covering his back. He pulls his ponytail to one side to reveal another tattoo, two islands coloured in with the Argentine blue and white of the flag. "Get the Malvinas in there too." 2 miles down the road, Boca and